With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The House advances a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Republican Mike McCaul says the bill will impose stricter sanctions against Iran and Russia to serve as a deterrent.
From Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine to Chairman Xi threatening Taiwan and the Pacific to the Ayatollah rearing his ugly head, invading Israel through his proxies, the eyes of the world are upon us, and history will judge us by what we do here and now.
Democrat Greg Meeks, who was also on the committee, says the sanctions against Russia send a clear message.
This bill importantly irons out legal questions that make sure that the United States does not act alone, but rather in coordination with our G7 and other partners.
The bill now heads to the Senate, which could take it up as early as Tuesday. Also at SRNnews.com, London police do a little PR work after a cop threatened to arrest a Jewish man at a pro-Palestinian march last week.
The man's name is Gideon Falter, the chief executive of the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. He was wearing a traditional Jewish skullcap when he was stopped by police while trying to cross a street near a group of protesters. In a video posted by the campaign group, an officer told Falter he was worried that his presence risked provoking the demonstrators. London's Metropolitan Police later clarified that being Jewish is not a provocation, and they wish for Jewish residents to feel safe in the city. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Three of the five teenagers shot in Maryland Park during a high school senior skip day have been released from the hospital. The condition of the most seriously injured student, though, has improved a little bit. This is SRN News. The Bible is just sitting there for lots of Americans.
Only 38% of us open the scriptures on a regular basis, that is to say, daily, weekly, or a few times a year. That's the word from the American Bible Society, whose latest poll finds Bible usage has dropped sharply in this country from a peak of about 50% during the pandemic. One bright spot in the report, reading of the scriptures is on the rise amongst the youngest of American adults, Generation Z, an increase of 21%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Methodist Church lost 25% of its U.S. congregations, with conservatives departing over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the question is whether the church can avert a similar outcome elsewhere in the world. The issue is troubling in Africa, home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside of the U.S. Most African bishops favor staying in the denomination for now. This is SRN News. This is not your grandparents' cup of joe.
A company in Finland has come up with a coffee blend developed by artificial intelligence. It's been launched as the Helsinki-based coffee roastery's AI Conic Blend. It's an AI-picked mixture with four types of beans. The International Coffee Organization says people in the Nordic nation of some 5.6 million people consumes the most coffee in the world annually at about 26 pounds per capita. Jason Walker reporting.
The Biden administration will provide up to $6.4 billion in direct funding for Samsung Electronics to develop a computer chip manufacturing and research cluster in Taylor, Texas, outside Austin. The funding is part of a total investment that, with private money, is expected to exceed $40 billion. The government support comes from the Chips and Science Act. SRN News.